This is program number LW2308. Well, it happened during the days of Nero, that famous evil Roman emperor. Hi, this is Larry West. It was then that there lived a band of soldiers known as the Emperor's Wrestlers. They served him well. They were fine, stalwart men picked from the best and the bravest of the land. They were recruited from the great athletes of the Roman amphitheater. As you know, they had their great athletic contest then in the great amphitheater. These wrestlers upheld, so to speak, the arms of the emperor against all challengers. They gave him the credit for their victories. Before each contest, they stood before the emperor's throne, saluting him. After it was over, they would walk through the courts of Rome singing these words. Now, these words are important to the rest of the story. These were the words: "We, the wrestlers, wrestling for thee, O emperor, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown." Well, when the great Roman army was sent to fight in faraway Gaul, no soldiers were braver and more loyal than this band of wrestlers, led by their centurion, Vespasian. They hadn't been gone too long when one day Nero received word that many of his Roman soldiers had become Christians. It infuriated him. He dispatched this decree to the centurion Vespasian: "If there be any among your soldiers who cling to the faith of the Christian, they must die." Well, Vespasian received that decree in the dead of winter. The soldiers were camped on the shore of a frozen inland lake. When Vespasian read his emperor's decree, it crushed him. Heartbroken, Vespasian called the soldiers together and asked them this question: "Are there any among you who cling to the faith of the Christian? If so," he said, "let him step forward." 40 wrestlers instantly stepped forward. They respectfully saluted, and then they stood at attention. Vespasian paused. He hadn't expected so many. He hadn't expected such outstanding men in the group. He was awestruck. Stuttering, he said, "Until sundown, I shall await your answer." Well, sundown came, and again he asked the question. Again, the same 40 wrestlers stepped forward. Vespasian pleaded with them long and hard to deny this Christ. Otherwise, he told them, they must die. When all 40 refused, Vespasian finally said, "The decree of the emperor must be obeyed. But," he said, "I am not willing that your comrades should shed your blood. I am going to order that you march out upon the lake of ice, and I shall leave you there to the mercy of the elements." Well, the 40 wrestlers were stripped of their clothing, and then, falling into columns of four, they marched toward the center of the lake of ice. As they marched, they broke into what had been their chant in the arena: 40 wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Christ, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown." Well, through the long hours of the night, Vespasian stood by his campfire and watched. He also listened. He listened to their singing that song over and over again. As he waited through the long night, their song became fainter and fainter. As the morning finally drew near, one man, overcome by exposure, crept quietly toward the fire. In the extremity of his suffering, that lone wrestler had renounced Jesus Christ. And faintly but clearly from the darkness, Vespasian heard the song, 39 wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Christ, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown." Vespasian looked at the man drawing close to the fire. What went through his mind, we can only suspect. But in a flash, off came Vespasian's helmet, off came his clothes, and Vespasian sprang upon the ice, crying, 40 wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Christ, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven." I've got a challenge for you today. Make sure that whatever it is you're living for is also worth dying for. In comparison to Jesus Christ, everything else, every other goal, every other purpose, every other hope, melts like hot wax. Only Christ gives life beyond the grave, and it's what we decide to do with him on this side of it that determines what he will do with us on the other. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Secure your loyalty in Jesus Christ. I have a Bible study course, yours free, I'd sure like to send to you. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.